Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you have any conversation with Kevin or Andrew with the trade deadline approaching about, you know, what direction they were looking in going into the deadline?
What direction? And then my question stays the same. It's beginning of the year, end of the year. Are we still focused on winning? We're still trying to win. We're all still online. So however we can figure that out, I'm all on board.
But you did have a conversation with them about that?
Yeah. I mean, it was that, and they agreed. We still are in agreement on that, and we got to go out there and get a win against the Jets at their place.
I know you have a no trade clause and all that kind of stuff, but did you know for sure that absolutely nothing was going to come about by the trade deadline?
I wasn't concerned with anything involving a trade with me or anybody else on this team. I was just focused on getting right, feeling better, getting my head in a better space after the week before, and trying to find a way to continue bringing it every week.
There was a rumor that the Eagles were willing to give up three first-round picks for you, and I saw Howie Roseman talking, and he didn't really throw water on that. So, if that was true, what does that say that a team would be willing to give up three first-round picks?
Again, I got nothing to do with me. What Howie and the Eagles choose to talk about and to talk to Andrew about, that is a no concern until they bring me into the room. And until then, I'm focused on this team. But I haven't heard any of those talks. I don't beat into any of those talks. And I have a team to help lead and help try to find a way to win every week. And focus on the Jets.
Andrew didn't trade a bunch of guys from the locker room. He left the team as is and pretty much giving you guys an opportunity to turn this around together.
Yeah, I mean, he does that, then I think we all kind of look around and say, we're kind of letting it go. We're falling into a rebuild instead of focus on this year and trying to find a way out of this hole that we dug ourselves. So, he still believes that we can win. He's shown that, we're sticking with these guys in this locker room and continue to be invested. So, we're happy to still be together, and we got to make the most out of it.
All right, again, that was Myles Garrett earlier today. And if you've listened to Myles for the last, since 2017 for his press conferences, he gave you a lot there. There was a lot there. We'll start with, and I actually thought Daryl had a great follow-up, which basically, Myles' thesis on all of this is, he started by saying, are we still focused on winning? That's the conversations I've had with the Browns, because that's why I want to be here. And Daryl did a great job at the end there of asking, basically, did them not, trading anybody but the Tryon Soyinka trade, would that have signaled to you if they had traded more guys that, winning is not the priority. And Miles was very honest. Miles was like, yeah, that would have, we would have looked around and understood what was going on, and that was signaling a rebuild, which makes you wonder, did the Browns not trade anybody else at the deadline because they're still trying to keep Miles as satiated as possible?
It could be a part of it. Yeah, I think that's a fair question. I think it's interesting that they have these ongoing conversations, and we've known this for a while with Miles, but like he checks in with them and he wants to make sure that everyone's on the same plan. And that's, it's just, I don't think you're ever going to be able to keep Miles happy forever. So like, eventually you're just going to run into the same situation you've always run into with Miles.
Unless you win.
Yeah.
If you just win, but if you're just competitive.
Where on the timeline is winning going to come from?
If you were to get it, it's easy. If you got Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore and they immediately walk in and are a good starting quarterback, even if you go 7-10, I think Miles can look at that and go, well, we almost doubled our wins, whatever the win total is this year, and we got a young quarterback who we know we can win with.
Okay, I remember before for like this year is what kind of what I was talking about. Like, so like the conversation's not going to go away. But by the time we have another Miles wants to be traded to the Eagles conversation, you won't be able to answer that, is the point.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's it feels like we just pivoted the questions about trading Miles right now. And again, very logical reasons why you wouldn't, including the cap hit and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like we did kick them. I don't want to say they passed the buck, but I think Andrew Berry probably knows there might be at least a, you know, somewhat of a significant chance he's not here, and don't want to be the guy that traded for Deshaun Watson and traded Myles Garrett. Well, this might be the new GM's problem. That would be one way of reading, like, yeah, sure, I could get the next GM, Wyatt Teller and David Njoku. I could get him picks for those guys. I could also get him picks for Myles Garrett, or I can see if I still have a job next year, and then we'll talk about that in March.
Yeah, and in the meanwhile, it does actually strive towards the idea that the best thing for not only keeping this job, but maybe a new potential job down the horizon, is you try to win as many games as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Like, there are some winnable games on the schedule, and if they end up going, I don't know, there's no number that's going to get them to be respectable, but if they end up with 6 or 7 wins at the end of the season with this roster the way that it's portrayed, maybe it looks better than what it initially looked as.
Do you think Miles is holding out hope that if they have to turn the page on Dylan in season, because I think there are Browns fans hoping maybe
that Shador just does it
2 games from now and Shador sparks and Shador's your Brock Purdy and you take off and you win some games people didn't expect. I wonder if he's hoping for that.
I mean, we're all kind of hoping for that, aren't we?
I mean, I'm just hoping for wins. I don't care who's the quarterback.
But no, I mean, just in general, like, I think we're all just hoping for wins, right? And so if that's the way that I don't think we're getting many with Dylan Gabriel on the horizon. So if that means Shador, if that means somebody they pull from the clouds, yeah. I now was thinking about Deshaun Watson. Would you be happy if Deshaun Watson gives you wins? Because you said it didn't matter what the quarterback is. I think it does matter.
If Deshaun went like 3-4 in 7, I think I'd still be pissed.
I think you would be, and that's why I want to make sure we understood that.
Any other quarterback on the planet can win games.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contracts. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here. Brett Ratliff can come out of retirement, right? Eric Mangini's favorite developmental quarterback prospect. We could unretire Grandpa Whedon. He could win one game. I'd be like, we won one for the Gipper.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Deshaun, yeah, I'll be pissed. 216-474-0092. So to me, what's most interesting about this is he had two chances to strike down any desire to not be here.
Yeah.
He was asked, did you know 100% you were going to be here? And he said, I wasn't concerned about it. I wasn't thinking about it at all, which is not the only player. We heard Wyatt Teller say pretty much the same thing on the preview show earlier this week. I'm inclined to believe them because until somebody brings you something, in Miles's case with the no movement clause, until somebody comes to you and says, here's the trade, would you like to go there? What can you do? It's control the controllables. But he was then directly asked, and I think this one was another Mary Kay Cabot question. She had two great questions in there as well. But basically asking about the Eagles report, he was like, yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with me until they bring me into the room.
Yeah.
Which, again, he could have just said, yeah, I heard that report. I wasn't going to Philly. Like, I'm not, and by the way, I'm not saying he should have. I'm just saying, because whatever he says is whatever he says. I'm not going to bash Miles for a non-denial, but he had at least two or three chances in there to go, you know, I don't want to go anywhere. I'm content because we're trying to win, and that's where my focus is. And instead, it was, you know, I wasn't concerned. I wasn't on my mind. Yeah, I didn't really pay attention to it.
Doesn't seem like the right play if you're Miles. If I was in Miles' situation, I feel like I would do something very similar.
Yeah, no, because you don't want to commit to something. That's
fair. I don't want to commit to something.
But I think it's more you and I hear it that way. I think it's important that Browns fans hear the non-denials because mm-hmm. it doesn't mean Miles is trying to go anywhere. But it also means like he's told you what the expectations are.
Well, he didn't do
if
the
this
Njoku.
Turns into elongated rebuild, I think he's going to go back to that whole trade request thing.
Again, he didn't do the Njoku. He didn't do the, I'm not going anywhere, and please, I'm very happy to be
Same
here.
Same with
and
Wyatt Teller. I want to finish my career
he
here.
He didn't do that, but I've never expected that from Miles, and that's because I wouldn't believe it if Miles had said that anyway.
Yeah.
Like I'm convinced we're going to be doing the same song and dance come February that we did last February. I think it's going to be, it feels almost inevitable that we're going to be doing Miles Garrett trade conversations once again. I hope, beyond hope, that there's something that happens the rest of the season that changes that perception or gets him into a spot where he's just cool being here. But we've just seen this for too long for me to think that's going to be the case.
Yeah, I think there are two things at stake here. One, if you win down the stretch, and by win down the stretch, we're talking it's 9 games. If you go 4-5, that is winning down the stretch compared to what you did the first 8 games. That only lands you with 6 games or 6 wins, but you're playing 500 ball in the second half. I think Miles can take that, especially if it's Shador Dillon is the guy to pull the sword from the stone, as we're going in the right direction. And now we have 2 picks to kind of supplement the rest of the roster, right? So now if that doesn't happen, the other thing that I think could massively change this is, and this is the downside for people who want Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski out,
mm-hmm.
I would be very surprised if a new GM didn't walk in, look at this roster, look at the future, look at the lack of quarterback, look at the lack of weapons on offense and go, yeah, we're rebuilding, and Miles is going to hear that R word and be like, cool, you can trade me now.
Yeah. I mean, it's on the table.
Like, I think that's the most likely thing. I don't think a GM's going to come in unless it's part of the thing. Unless Jimmy goes to the new GM and says, or head coach and saying, I'm not hiring you unless you keep Miles Garrett happy, which would be a wild play. I don't think any non-quarterback should get that kind of sway in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the third option that might...
Well, most GMs that will come in here will have a lot of respect for Miles, obviously, but they're not going to have the same attachment that a lot of the fans will.
And not, look not at the it. Fear that Andrew Berry does of his legacy being trading for Deshaun and trading
Miles. And there's going to be the simple answer will be the timelines don't add up. They'll go to exactly what Alpert told us what would happen this last trade deadline, essentially. And the timelines don't add up. You're going to be 32, 33 years old by the time we want to be competitive. We got to get as much as we possibly can for you. Now, that is a hell of a way to start off being a new GM. Like, you have to be... You have to be a solidified, awesome, previously GM in order to come in and do that, though.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think you can just be like a first-year GM. And like if you're James Gladstone, 34-year-old in Jacksonville, imagine him showing
Jimmy
up. Imagine him showing up, 34 years old, youngest GM in the NFL at that point, showing up and trading Miles Garrett right away. I think you'd have questions, Nick.
No, I think it would just take a set of brass ones. I think that's all. Because here's the thing, you and I know... You and I talk a lot about how the NFL thinks, and that is from year to year, there are things that change. This is more important. This is more important. Maybe it's more football now. Maybe analytics is taking the lead. Like the analytical bend is taking more of a lead, whatever. Like traditional football guys versus analytics. the tried and true thing is, I think most guys coming to a new job will say, hey, if I get the quarterback right, we're going to win, so what? That's all that matters. I think there is that. I think the philosophy in the NFL is anyone not named Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar, maybe Justin Herbert, maybe Drake May right now, there's like seven truly untradeable players in the NFL, and everybody else, it's just, did you stick the landing on winning?
Yeah, but you're crazy until you're not, and I think if it's an unproven GM that comes in and does that, I think it'll be looked at in a very different way than if it's a proven GM that it gets this job, makes that move. If it's a proven GM, I think the response would be, oh, somebody finally sacked up. Somebody finally is able to do something that Andrew Berry wasn't able to do. The perceptions is different.
216-474-0092. Miles Garrett, you heard him talk about the trade deadline. There were quite a few non-denials. What do you take away from what you heard with Miles? And Donovan Mitchell comes to the defense of Jared Allen in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.